Moose Jaw. The Moose Jaw and District Chamber of Commerce hosted its annual Citizen and Group of the Year Awards ceremony to celebrate the contributions of individuals and organizations to the economic and social vitality of Moose Jaw on February 4. The ceremony was held at the Moose Jaw Events Center during the first period intermission as the Moose Jaw Warriors hosted the Wenatchee Wild for the first time in the team's history. Despite an 8-2 defeat by the Wild, the night still belonged to Moose Jaw. Jared Matheson was named Citizen of the Year, and Square One Community Inc. was selected as the Group of the Year. The on-ice announcement began with a warm welcome from Michael Biet, President of the Moose Jaw and District Chamber of Commerce, and Scott Greeno, Director of CAE Canada Inc., who co-sponsored the event. Matheson credited the organizations he works with, including River Street Promotions, for their shared success and acknowledged the exceptional contributions made by the other nominees. "It's always humbling," Matheson said. "I have been fortunate enough to be part of three awesome organizations over the last 15 years, River Street Promotions, the Moose Jaw Health Foundation, and the Moose Jaw Transition House. So yeah, I'm just humbled and honored. Thanks everyone for supporting the events that River Street Promotions puts on, and thanks to family and friends. It's always a community effort. Everything we do, people from all walks of life help out. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it." Maxton Eckstein spoke on behalf of Square One following the announcement. "We are so incredibly honored for the designation that we were presented yesterday," he said. One of our honored board members and previous chairs of the board, Della Ferguson, was there to receive the award, and we were just so delighted that the community has seen the value in the work we're doing, and the value especially in the mission that we're working on. We know that Moose Jaw as a community is committed to ending homelessness and providing a fair and safe way for people who have experienced homelessness to start again and get a second chance. Ferguson, who accepted the award on February 4, said, "What an extreme honor for our team to receive this recognition. It felt like a true affirmation from our community that they believe in the work we're doing and that they support the work we're doing. That makes all the difference because it is fully a community collaborative effort. We're so grateful for that, and we're just excited and inspired to drive forward, to make changes, and to offer the supports that are so needed in our community." Mary Lee Booth, president of Square One, was out of town during the ceremony but also wished to share a few words. "We're eternally grateful for the support of the generous community in working together to address issues related to housing insecurity," she said. "We wouldn't be where we are without the generosity of community members, organizations, and businesses that support the work that we do. The awards are a time-honored tradition in Moose Jaw. The ceremony seeks to recognize those who have significantly enhanced the city's quality of life through volunteerism, leadership, and community engagement. This year's nominees for Citizen of the Year included Bill and Loretta Keene, Bobby Ingalls, Crystal Harvey, Jared Matheson, and Rachel Mullins. Group of the Year nominees included the Moose Jaw Community Players, Moose Jaw Family Services, Moose Jaw Housing Authority Office Staff, the SASC Selects Football Program, Square One Community Inc., and Women for Women Hillcrest Ladies Committee. For more information, call the Chamber of Commerce at 306-692-6414 or visit mjchamber.com.